the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Football edition of the Coach's Corner here on the show today. Well, we're going to be getting these more and more frequently as the time continues to pass. A couple of weeks ago, we had Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dinos on the show. He talked a little bit about the offseason workouts. Today, we're going to bring in Coach John Famallo. Coach Famallo entering year one as head coach of the Emory Spartan program. They traveled to Manti over the weekend to participate in a 7-on-7 camp. Carbon High was also with that camp as well. So Coach Famallo is going to talk about that, everything else going on at the school. Coach, it's great to hear from you again. Thank you for taking out the time today.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate you having me, Jordan.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. It's already the end of June, which means that the season's about a month and a half away. I know it's gone by in a hurry. How's the offseason for the team gone so far under year one of your tenure?
It's actually been good. Like you say, in the past, we've done a little bit of spring stuff, but, you know, I try to implement that when it took over. So we started actually in April and probably could have started a little bit earlier. I didn't take over until then. And so we got started in April. Had a lot of kids that, you know, that were doing other sports that still got involved in our weights as we tried to get going. And so we transitioned now into the summer program, and time's flying by. We're trying to crunch in as much as we can before the season starts. But overall, we've had pretty good numbers, and, you know, it's been pretty fun so far.
Well, obviously, it's going to be a little bit different than what it was under Coach Jones. In your mind, what's been the biggest change that the kids have had to endure during the offseason with you being the head coach?
You know, really for me, I'm putting a lot of accountability on our seniors. I'm trying to kind of helping them step forward a little bit, take a little bit of leadership and accountability for not only themselves, but, you know, the players below them. You know, we're trying to build a little bit of a tradition and some, I guess, tradition set in a ways that, you know, we're led by, again, our seniors. So that's what I'm kind of instilling and trying to get going with some of the things that we're trying to do. And, you know, you can kind of see it now. The kids' brains are churning a little bit. And, you know, it's not only me that's, you know, getting after them. It's other kids, you know, getting after kids, not in a bad way, in a good way, kind of motivating kids to try to do better and, you know, be there when we've asked them to be there. And so that's kind of things I guess we try to change, and not that it hadn't been in the past, but, you know, that's really, I've tried to emphasize that my seniors, you know, for the kids that are going to lead us into the battlefield, and, you know, they're going to need to take charge.
Has there been anyone in particular that maybe you've reached out to and asked for some advice, maybe somebody who has some experience as a head coach, or has it kind of been something that you've just consulted with your assistants on?
I really consulted with assistants. I mean, I talked to Coach Jones a little bit before he left, and, you know, his big advice to me was, you know, you can't know it all, and, you know, when he started, he said he didn't know very much, and he had a lot of success with just a little bit of excitement and enthusiasm with kids. And so I'm hoping that, you know, with the inexperience that I have and X's and O's, will make up with hopefully the enthusiasm we build with the kids and getting them just to play hard, you know, with a lot of it, and to focus on their assignments. And, you know, that's honestly what I'm trying to do.
It's a unique situation because not only was Coach Jones here for so long, but you still have pretty much the entire coaching staff intact. So it's not like starting from scratch. I know I hate to compare situations, but I mean, here at Carbon High, we've had so many coaches in this area over the last 3 or 4 years. It's not really the case. It seems like it's more of an easy transition for you guys at Emory.
No, honestly, it has. It's been kind of nice. Again, we have a lot of the same guys, exactly the same group that we had with Coach Jones. And so that transition, not only for me and the coaches, but for the kids, there's a little bit of consistency there on, you know, how the kids react with the coaches and, you know, the expectations there. And so, you know, it has been a good transition. Plus, you know, he left us a really good group with the senior group. And so that transition has made it easier for me to kind of jump in there and just kind of fill a spot and kind of get motivated and see what we can do from there.
Yeah, you talk about holding those seniors accountable, and I mean, you just mentioned it a moment ago. This is a group, this is a year that it seems like you guys have been waiting for, you know, building this program up for this particular season over the last couple of years. Took your bumps and bruises 2 years ago, really improved last year, and it seems like this is the year that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for it because, again, we've got a lot of kids that have a lot of varsity experience. We've got some depth, you know, something we haven't honestly had in the past. We've kind of been a little bit thin, you know, and a lot of these kids have had two, three years of varsity experience. And so, you know, I think that's going to bode well for us coming into the season, you know, so not too overconfident. And, you know, they just buckle down and do what they need to. Should have some success.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famalo with the Emory Spartan football team as we talk about off-season workouts. Coach, we'll talk about this past weekend. You guys traveled to Manti, 7-on-7 camp. Something that you mentioned to me off the air, you guys aren't too familiar with this. It's not something that you guys do too often.
No. Ever since I've been coaching, talked to Coach Chris. He's probably been there the longest, seen him in labor. And it, you know, Coach Jones had never taken him to a 7-on-7 camp. And so, you know, it's the first time we went over there in Manti, and it was a good experience for our kids. A lot of it just to see that competitive atmosphere, and not that they haven't been in it before, but it's a little bit different 7-on-7 versus putting on the pads, and kind of had to explain them, you know, the difference of that, but the intensity and the level of play that needed to be played at those, it, you know, was good for our kids to experience that. And defensively, again, changing some things, so it helped our kids kind of at least get a feel of what we're trying to do, and you know, hopefully we can iron out some things and we can only get better from there.
Is it fair to say a 7-on-7 camp is more about implementing X's and O's rather than what your final record is or how you perform against certain teams?
It is. I mean, the thing about a 7-on-7 camp that, you know, we played Manti a couple of times. You know, Manti comes out in an empty back set, 3x2, and you know, I can't say I've ever seen Manti in that. So you're going to get some different scenarios where teams aren't traditionally playing, you know, empty back sets and, you know, 2x2 sets that, you know, it's a little bit different. But I think for us, defensively, we're trying to implement some things that makes it, you know, some of the concepts, you know, it's not necessarily X's and O's, it's concepts of understanding positions where you need to be and things like that. That was good for us, not necessarily offensively. I thought we did a great job because, you know, we ran a lot of stuff that we run, you know, normally. We only can build from there and add things from there. So it's a little bit different in that way in those 7-on-7 settings.
What impressed you most over the weekend as far as maybe a particular position, a particular player, or a particular aspect? What stood out most to you?
You know, I think, you know, Zach Jorgensen, he throws a really good ball. You know, if he's stays in the pocket, you know, we can get him to give him some time. Maybe he's a kid that can find an open receiver and really get it there. Colton Butler, I thought he had a good 7-on-7 camp. Ran routes clean, got open, created space. Ashton Yelly out of the backfield, again, that kid in space, he can move and really shake and bake, and so, you know, was impressed with him. And then, I mean, we had a lot of guys, seniors, that I thought did well at this camp that, you know, we're expecting hopefully would do well, and they did, so that's good.
You mentioned Zach Jorgensen, and at least from my perspective, Coach, from the broadcast booth, it's always so much fun to watch a kid start as a sophomore at the varsity level and just see how he evolves and how he improves during his time. Zach has gotten a lot bigger physically, and of course that's to be expected, but they say the biggest jump that a kid will make is between that sophomore and junior year. What are some of the things that you believe Zach has improved on past that junior campaign?
You know, I think honestly, just physicality of him. You know, he's not a real, you know, hard nosed get after it kind of kid that way. But I think this year you're going to see a little bit of that, where again he's not going to be afraid to tuck the ball and run and try to get some positive yards and do some things that way. So physicality wise, I think, you know, I've seen him in the spring and in the summer so far. You know, he's worked hard to get in the weight room and do some things that way that I think will help him, you know, that way just to get a little bit of confidence and be able to stay in that pocket and throw the ball when he needed, when we need him. So.
But he'll definitely have some big targets on the outside. Do you guys plan to be a little bit more balanced between the passing and the rushing attack this season, or is that something that you think will stay relatively similar to what it was under Coach Jones?
You know, I think it has so much success, you know, running the ball. I think we'll continue that trend. And honestly, it's game to game. Truthfully, as teams stack the box and, you know, try to stop our wing backs with Yelly and Cox on the edges, we're going to have to be able to soften it up in the middle with other little dump passes or other things to soften up the defense. And so, you know, I think it's game to game, honestly. But I would say the majority of what we do is going to stay a lot the same as, you know, grind it out, get 6-7 yards, as long as we're moving the chains. That's a fun type of football for me to watch. Fans maybe don't see it as much because they like to see the ball in the air and they like to see a lot of speed and other things that way. But for us, the controlled game, especially in the type of region we are in, I think that's the way we're going to find success is controlling the ball and keeping it in our hands and out of their hands as much as we can and running it, you know, what we do well.
Yeah, strategically, that's definitely fun football to watch. I'm with you on that one, Coach. Before I let you go, what does the remainder of the summer look like for this football team as far as the schedule and when the kids will actually be in pads and out hitting one another?
So we've got a few more weeks of summer camp. We'll be in the moratorium next week through the 4th of July. Following that, we do have a millet camp, a padded camp on the 18th, 18th to the 23rd. Barring one thing I did as a coach, we try to get our helmets in off, get them painted and reconditioned, and I'm getting word back. We may or may not get those back before camp. So things are up in the air right now as far as a padded camp, and so I'm trying to work out some details to see what we can even do there. But that's the plan, is we're going to try to have a padded camp at Millard on the 18th, practice start on the 1st, and, you know, we'd like to invite any kids listening that want to come and participate with us, come out and, you know, have a good time. We practice 3 days a week on Mondays and Fridays, Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 a.m., and then we're doing kind of some Pascal-y stuff on Wednesdays at 8 at night. So.
Well, Coach, it's popping up quick. I know you're a busy guy, so I do appreciate you taking out the time, and hopefully we'll talk again real soon, Coach.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
That's Coach John Famalo of the Emory Spartan football team making time for us here on Drive Time Sports as the offseason workouts continue. We've got to pause for just a moment. We'll come back, put the final touches on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports when we return.